Spencer McQueen says looking at his art isn't enough. He wants you to feel his paintings.
It's just this little extra ability that you can give someone to connect with you and the things that you created.
Spencer McQueen is part of a new contemporary art exhibit that opens up tonight in Traverse City. From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. Most days, you can find Spencer McQueen working here as a barista at Black Market Coffee Shop in Traverse City. Today, he's behind the counter making one of his favorite drinks.
There you have a classic cappuccino.
Spencer has worked at Black Market for over 3 years. He's got a big black beard and a bunch of tattoos decorate his arms. But he does more than just serve up coffee beverages. Spencer creates art.
So I think at this point I'm going to keep operating the same way that I was before and just keep outlining this particular part because it does not seem done yet to me.
Right now, Spencer is painting in his small studio at the Echo Event Space in Traverse City. He's painting on a big canvas. It's about 5 feet by 5 feet. And it's a couple layers of canvas laid on top of each other with a jagged, uneven seam across the middle of it. It's rough and gives the painting texture.
I want people to like see all of these random little things that are like all over here, like where the canvas just broke apart and I went with it. Because that's more the art for me than anything else.
Spencer says that tactile feel is something he's been drawn to in his art. In fact, he wants viewers to get close and actually touch it if they want to.
Every time you go to a museum, like the last time I went to the DIA, I get close to a piece and like there's this very loud, godlike voice that comes over and be like, please step back from the art. And I hated that.
He hated it because he wasn't getting a full sensory experience. That made him want his art to be more hands-on, like the painting he's currently working on.
You know, the two different layers that I have here, like once this is all done, I want someone to like run their fingers across and feel that layer. Because during this process myself, I did that. And that's what made me most excited about this, was really enjoying the frayed texture of this canvas.
Like most kids, Spencer McQueen grew up drawing all the time. But unlike a lot of kids, he never stopped. He always had a sketchbook, and he enrolled in every art class he could throughout high school. He says his dad would get mad at him for creating collages out of magazines and then gluing and taping them on his bedroom walls.
And it just kept getting worse and worse as I got older. So you can see, like, everywhere that I put adhesive to put these two pieces of canvas together, there's just this sheen, and it's taking the paint completely differently. And no matter how many layers I put on here, that's not going to go away. And I love it.
For the most part, Spencer's paintings are monochromatic, different shades of black and white, very contemporary and abstract. He says he doesn't respond well to color. One of the pieces in his studio is entirely black. He used 6 different shades of black spray paint to get the depth that seemed right to him. And that kind of art can be intimidating to some, but Spencer is okay with it. He says it forces people to try to put themselves in the artist's place.
My art for me is like not necessarily making people feel uneasy, but like evoking just like a very powerful feeling of like, I don't know what is going on here and I want to figure it out. And when I feel like that just here working on it, then it's a certain level of accomplishment.
Spencer McQueen will be part of Here We Are. It's a new contemporary art exhibit at the Echo Event Space in downtown Traverse City. And he says he'll have tags near his pieces letting you know if you want to get close and touch his pieces, you can. The show opens this Friday night at 6 p.m. and runs through June 3rd. More information at our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Thanks for listening.